Hi, Sayla.
Hi.
Do you know what day it is?
No.
Okay, where are you?
I'm at school.
But where are you
in
exactly?
The car.
Where's your butt? And what are you looking at right now?
My cut from the saw the cat sticking.
Yeah. And so mommy wants to ask you about that, and we're going to try to remember what happened, okay? So, first of all, tell everyone, I think the last podcast episode I did was the day you fell on your wrist, but we didn't know that it was
broken.
Yeah, can you talk a little louder towards this?
Yes.
And so your wrist was broken and you knew it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you fell on your bike and your bike fell on your wrist, you said, I think I broke my wrist. And I didn't want to believe you, but from now on, I'll always believe you, okay?
Okay.
And so, we got a cast on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they sent us a link to look at, and it was a video. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. So, the video said that, the saw.
The saw.
You can't cut through your skin. And once it gets to the, fabric part, it stops. Like, it doesn't go through that.
Right. So there's a video Children's Hospital shows you. This is at the Uptown Clinic for future reference. If you have a kid in Denver, don't take them there. So they put a cast on. It's waterproof. It's cute. It's pink. She has it on for a month, and then we follow up. And there was a woman named Maya who was the assistant in the room for the first meeting. I didn't like her energy, but you know, I was just like, oh, maybe I'm just having a bad day, but I should have trusted my intuition about her. But the attending physician, also the first question she had was like, are you the mom? Which I always just wonder, I don't know, just seems like read the chart and never know if that's what that's about. And then they both were just very brief and kind of rushed, but whatever. They put the cast on. That woman was really nice who put the cast on, but she wasn't there this time to take it off. So a month later, we go in to get the cast removed, to take new x-rays to see if the bone is healed, that Sayla's beautiful body has healed itself. But the saw, Maya uses the saw, and it's this big machine. And it's a saw. It's like literally a circular machine, fast blade. And it's used to cut the cast off. And do you want to say what happened, Sayla?
Mm-hmm. She did it too deep, and then it cut through my skin.
And then what did you say?
I said, it cut me.
And then what'd she say?
She said, no, it might felt warm, but it didn't cut you.
Okay, and then what happened?
Then we took it off eventually, and it did cut me.
That's right. You were right, and we believed you. I believed you, and you believed you. She did not believe you. Sayla, she had very bad bedside manner, this woman. She, didn't have any empathy. And Sayla is a child, and she's a girl, and she's a brave girl, but that really scared you, right, Say?
Yeah.
And in order to, the worst part about it was after the cut, and after she's sitting there in pain, the only way to get the cast off, to quote-unquote see if I really did cut you, was to continue sawing. So she flipped it over. We took a while and gave Sayla some options about how to do that and if we want to wait for the other guy. But we just let Maya finish sawing just a line on the other side, right, Say? And then the doctor came in and I was like, yeah, so she just cut her. And she's like, well, we don't know if that's true or not. And she said, well, I have to continue sawing in order to get it off. And Sayla said no, and she ripped it off herself with her bare hands. Because you're a badass. We can say the word ass for this one time. Did you feel like it was hard to take off, or were you just like, no matter what, you didn't want the saw?
I just didn't want the saw.
Yeah. And Sayla said to me, that's the one thing I didn't want to have happen is her sawing me. So my baby got her skin sawed through, and there's still a pretty big significant cut on her wrist. The whole situation was very strange and weird and jarring, and the woman who cut her, Maya, didn't say sorry. She didn't come back and apologize. She's like, oh, I did get you. And then the doctor came in and said, oh, I heard Maya told me that you moved, as if it were Selah's fault. Do you remember that, Say? Mm-hmm. And Selah did not move. The woman cut her and didn't take responsibility. So this is about believing women, about believing children, about believing Black women in particular. It's also just like, why work at Children's Hospital if you don't know how to deal with kids? And so we're going to deal with it. But if anyone knows anyone in medicine malpractice or lawyers or just any guidance, if you've ever been through something like this, we would love your help, because now Sayla feels, you know, obviously. How do you feel now, Say?
Better, but it still hurts.
And do you feel like scared of the doctor?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
There's a hole in it.
There's a hole in the scar, yeah.
Yeah, there's a hole in the scar.
Well, I just want to tell you I love you and I believe you and I'm sorry. And I'm really proud of you for speaking up. And I'm really proud of you for taking that cast off with your bare hands. Do you know I have a video of that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you want to say anything else? Okay. We're in the parking lot in the car in front of your school, because what'd you do today with Mommy?
I got a day off.
You got a day off. We call it a mental health day. And that's what Grammy used to let me do sometimes. Just me and her hanging out. So Sayla got about 400 books at the library. And we had a Chipotle quesadilla. And that's it, really. Just hung out. I'm going out of town to see my aunt next week, so I wanted some special time with you. And Naya has her field trip tomorrow, which I'm going on, so. Okay, well, I love you, baby. Anything else?
No.
She's reading. Bye.